From the Lives of the Church Presidents, Harold B. Lee shares Christmas. When Harold B. Lee was a young man, his father was a bishop. Often Harold helped load their pony cart with things for his father to take to poor families. There's a picture of him handing a sack to his dad. "Well, Dad, that's the last sack of grain." After dark, Harold's father quietly delivered the food and clothing to needy people in his ward. Years later, Harold became a father himself. Shows him sitting on his easy chair, and his daughter has her doll in her hands, and she is at the door. And he says, "I thought you were going to Donna May's house to show her your new doll." And she replies, "Donna's family didn't have a Christmas this year. She says they are too poor." President Lee felt especially sad because he was the state president and could have helped the family if he'd known. That night, he thought of how much his father did to help people, and he promised Heavenly Father that he would try harder to know who in the stake needed his help. The next Christmas, President Lee worked hard with a member so that every family in their stake could have Christmas presents and a Christmas dinner. President Lee's stake became so good at providing for each other's needs that Heber J. Grant, the prophet of the church, then called President Lee into his office. "President Lee, the Lord would like you to direct the welfare program of the whole church." During a time when many people lost their jobs, President Lee set up farms and building projects where members could work, and storehouses where bishops could send them to be given food and clothing as payment. Later, as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and as the 11th president of the church, Harold B. Lee continued to serve. If you'd like to learn more about President Lee, do the President Harold B. Lee crossword on page 23. Adapted from Harold B. Lee by Leonard J. Arrington in The Presidents of the Church, pages 348, 351 through 352, and 356 through 357, and The Lord Needed a Prophet by Susan Arrington Madsen, pages 180 and 183. End of From the Lives of the Church Presidents. Geese in